The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Cthulhu and Friends. I am so excited to be here. I am your game master, Veronica, and I am joined by
Stacy, who's playing Bellamy.
Mike, who's playing Todd B.
This is Fred playing Edward.
And Steph playing Clara.
So excited to have you guys in St. Paxton, where you belong, where I will keep you.
Indefinitely?
Mike, what happened in the last episode?
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends, the crew receives the keys to Darius's mansion and are dropped off nearby. After ringing the doorbell, the door to the mansion is opened by a very knowledgeable woman named Ruby. She gives them a quick tour of the facility, which leaves the crew with more questions than answers. After Ruby departs, the crew discusses what they have learned and become more suspicious of their surroundings. The party is split, with Edward heading to the Divine Bovine, Todd and Clara looking around the mansion unescorted, and Bellamy resting alone in her room. And that's where we left off in the last episode.
Guys, you know what we're doing.
What?
We're splitting the party.
We're not playing D&D, Todd.
This is real life, man.
I don't know. We're in the middle of a fantasy island.
What do you think? I'm going to get waylaid by a bunch of evil dwarves that are trying to prevent me from learning how to read good?
Well, that should probably happen to us at the library, but...
It's okay. Moonflower will turn into a mist.
Oh, Moonflower. Hey, I know this is kind of like weird, but maybe later we could all just play some D&D and relax a little bit. There's just been so much going on and... I don't know.
Sounds really good. Might be a good idea.
I think Bellamy's taking this really hard.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about her.
Maybe one of us should go check on her. I don't know. Maybe she just needs to be alone.
Let's give her some time.
Yeah, let's go do our research. We'll come back and we'll check on her when we get back.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take some of this to go because it's amazing, and he just grabs two legs, just hands dripping with butter, and he grabs his like little satchel kit, puts it in his back pocket, and just starts walking out of the restaurant.
In no time, you make it to the ferry.
I jump in the ferry.
He rows you to the other side.
Hey, so are you like the ferry? Like, is this all you do? You just row back and forth all day long?
Yeah, that's what I do most days.
Oh, well, what do you do on other days?
Exercise.
Oh, makes sense. Well, you know, there's a pretty sweet gym in there, and maybe later on we could work out together and you could show me some of the tricks.
Oh, the trade. Sure. Yeah, my name's Henry.
Oh, Henry, I'm Edward. Nice to meet you. Hey, can you point me in the direction of the Divine Bovine? It's a burger joint.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want, you can just grab a bike right there. And it's just maybe 1.5 kilometers to the west.
Kilometers? Is that like miles?
Yes.
Oh, well, anyways. I could just take this bike. It doesn't belong to somebody.
Well, we all share.
What do you mean?
It's a sharing economy. If you need it, you take it, and then you just bring it back.
Huh.
There's bikes all over.
Okay. Well, I guess I will share this bike, and I'll bring it back. I will hop on the bike and head towards the Divine Bovine.
You hop on this bike, you get to the Divine Bovine. Nothing seems amiss on your way to the Divine Bovine. It's fairly active. You are on a public trail. So this is a public biking trail and it takes you basically wherever you want to go. Now there are a lot of trees on the island. So you are navigating in and out of just forest essentially, but it is all well maintained. And you'll see other bikers, pedestrians, and you go into a small strip. When you get there, you have to get off of your bike because it's walking only, and you are now on a river walk. The river walk is basically just an area that has these paddle boats on it, and people are paddling around, and there are restaurants that back up to the river. There's seating all along, and I mean, it's just as far as you can see, restaurant after restaurant. None of these are chain restaurants. They're all really small mom and pop restaurants. It's very boutique-y.
I can just soak in all the sights, and you know, if people walk by, I kind of like nod my head in a greeting, and I try to locate the Divine Bovine.
You have a little bit of trouble finding it at first, but you pass several taverns. Each of these taverns is named after a tavern that you have encountered in a play session of Dungeons and Dragons. You finally come to the Divine Bovine.
Does it look like the Divine Bovine that I'm used to?
Yeah, it looks very similar.
I open the door and I enter.
Edward, I haven't seen you in so long.
Leo, you are here.
What? In the flesh.
What are you doing here on St. Paxton Island?
Well, as you know, when your dad closed the resort, I needed another way to find income. You know, most of the people have been coming here now instead of, you know, over to Northview. And, well, I hate to abandon the town. My grandmother grew up there, but there was just no more money there. And Darius offered to move me, the whole establishment over here. Built it. It looks the same as it was in Northview.
Wait, what do you mean the resort is closed? Why hasn't he said anything about this?
Well, I don't know. I thought you knew.
How long have you been here, Leo?
Oh, maybe 4 years or so.
4 years?
Yeah.
Oh. Leo, I don't know what's going on. I feel like I don't know anything anymore.
Edward, sit down. Sit down.
He takes your hands in his.
You don't look well.
I don't feel well. I mean, Darius disappeared and...
What?
I mean, yeah, you didn't know?
No. What do you mean he's disappeared?
I don't know. We were all hanging out and we were talking over that thing that he has with like the, I don't know, the video camera phone thing, and he disappeared right before our eyes. And the last thing he said was to come find him. And we got these ferry passes and we just arrived today. And I don't know, this whole island, it wasn't here. And look, everything is here now. I don't know, Leo, what is going on?
Listen, I thought the exact same thing when I moved here, you know? My whole life, this island was nothing but a swamp. It was garbage. But something happened, Edward, and I heard that Darius has become extremely wealthy. Wealthy enough to move mountains, I guess. But all of this is from that investment. And I mean, every day there are investors that come over. There are developers that come over. Contractors, they're always building. It seems like there's no end to the money. And I just don't know how it happened as quickly as it did, but I mean, if you have enough money, you can do anything, right?
I guess, but why didn't Darius ever tell us about any of this? I mean, we all lived together for years, and I just feel like I didn't even know him.
Wait, stay right here.
As he hops up and walks to the back, you notice that you haven't seen him in many, many years. And you see that nothing about him has changed. He's still extremely spry, in very good health. He comes back and he has this large document, probably a good, 75 to 100 pages.
This is the contract that we all signed. And hang on. No, I know it's in here. Hold on. No. Can't change the front yard. No. There it is. Look here.
And he points to a paragraph and shows it to you. And in the contract, residents are explicitly forbidden to tell you, Bellamy, Clara, or Todd anything about St. Paxton Island.
Wait, what is this?
Look, I think this is all supposed to be a surprise for you four. I don't think you're supposed to be here yet. Look out there.
And he points in the direction of the ski resort.
They're still building.
I don't know what to say, Leo. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not. I'm just looking for Darius, and I don't know. I just want to know what's going on.
Trust your friendship. That's the best advice I can give you.
I appreciate that. And I've always trusted you, Leo, and I appreciate that. Well, I better get back to my friends and let him know everything you just told me, and
sure.
Just
Look, where are you staying? You can stay here with me, you know. You don't have to be alone and in a bed and breakfast. You can be here with me. All of you.
Oh. I'll let them know. We're kind of staying at the Malsata Lago.
Yeah. Okay. So you're with Darius then. Well, at his place.
Yeah, I guess he left notes for various people, and we were given keys to his estate, and Ruby's kind of just helping us out and putting us up in the lodgings that Darius set up for us.
Ruby?
Yeah, Ruby, his, I don't know, personal assistant or butler, really friendly gal.
Huh, I guess I never met her.
What about Patty? Do you know Patty?
Ugh, Patty. The manager of the visitor's center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she sounds like. That's pretty good, Leo. Well, look, I should probably get going, but we'll stop back by, and I'm definitely going to get one of those famous burgers.
Of course. I missed you guys. A lot.
I missed you too, Leo. You keep that grill hot for me, all right?
I will.
He stands up, gives you a hug, and a wave as you leave.
I jump back on the bike and head back.
As you do, you see some of the groups that are getting ready to be in the parade lining up. So there's some marching bands, Girl Scouts, just different associations, the quilting bees. They're all dressed up like little bees, and it's very bee punny. You get back to the ferry, and Henry lets you on board.
So, Henry, how long have you been here?
I was born on the island, So 26 years.
Wow. Have you ever been off the island?
Yeah, many times. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What, to like went to Northview or?
Yeah, to Northview, then I went to the Bay Area, and then I went to the Disneys. Well, we're here.
I appreciate our talks, Henry. I'll be back, don't worry. you keep that boat rowing for me.
Will do, sir.
I will head back to the rest.
Oh, okay, Todd, what are we looking for?
Well, there's got to be some sort of history of the island, or maybe, I don't know, something about the construction of everything here. There's just no way they don't have books on something, right?
Yeah, maybe there's a local history section.
As you make your way through the library, you see a desk, and it looks to have a scattering of notes on it. Some of them look like research notes. Some of them look like ideas for potential businesses. Some of them look like character sheets. But one of them in particular is of interest to you. It is a letterhead that is from Darius. You see on it the same bird that's on the back of your keychains.
Friends, it's been 4 years since I've seen any of you in person. I figured it was a good time to put some truths to paper in case I ever disappear. Look, there isn't really an easy way to say this, but I've left a lot out of our conversations. Specifically, I've left out my home, St. Paxton. After graduation, I was pretty blue. You all know that my breakup was devastating, and seeing you all leave, well, it was hard. I knew that I needed to dive into another project like I had with school. I wandered around Northview, but honestly, the place had lost its luster for me. What is a place without friends? And then the rest of the page is marked through and scribbled over. The words are not legible.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe he kept all this from us. I mean, we could have helped him get through something. We could have called more. Yeah,
but I mean, he was working so hard to keep all of this a secret. Then why'd he disappear?
I don't know. Like you said, maybe it had to be something bad that happened.
Do you guys want to try and find any additional letters?
Yeah, I would probably shuffle through the papers on the desk to start with.
You don't find anything additionally there. You do find a small key. The key has an engraving on it of a small leaf. It's very small. It looks like it could be almost a safe key.
I will look around. Are there any pictures or things on the wall?
As you finish going around the corner of where all of the stacks of books are, you walk through probably 7 or 8 really, really tall shelves for all of the books. A lot of them are fictional. A lot of them have history, but not necessarily history of St. Paxton Island. As you round the corner, you see 6 paintings on the wall. Each of them is a painting of your D&D characters, and there is a large, ornate table with 5 chairs. And then there's a couple of chairs in the corner of the room, but it looks like this was meant to be some sort of hall for you and Darius to play D&D together. There is one thing out of place, a painting that you don't quite understand. There is a woman that's painted, and beside her is this really large dog. She's not an NPC. You don't recognize her.
How large are these paintings?
They're the size of a human.
I'm going to see if I can move the painting, like swivel it on the hanging point.
They are all clearly affixed to the wall. Is there anything I can help you with? Ruby chimes in.
Oh,
good timing, actually. Do you know who this woman is?
I don't.
And, Darius had a dog somewhere?
No. I've never been instructed to pick up after a dog.
Huh.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a little offended he didn't commission me to paint our characters, but... This is all very confusing. Do you help work at the library too, or are you just checking in on us?
Anywhere that you need me to be.
Huh. That's very helpful.
That's what a personal assistant is for.
Oh.
So this area is for D&D playing, right?
Well, it hasn't been used as such, but yes.
So, do you know, are there any books in the library on, like, the local history, or...
No, all local history books are in the main St. Paxton Library.
Oh, that would make sense.
Oh. Okay.
This is a private library.
Was this the library that had, like, artifacts, things that we shouldn't touch in it, or was that the other library?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I did want to see those. Where are they on display?
Oh. Ruby walks around and shows you several pieces of pottery. There is a big case that shows kind of a big map of St. Paxton Island as it is currently. Then there's another one that shows what Darius found when he was here. And it all does look like forest and swamp and some mountain, of course. And in the center of that is a glowing orb. And then there's another table that shows the future of St. Paxton Island, which has a lot of the buildings that are under construction completed. The whole resort is completely finished.
What's the glowing orb?
You hear Edward come in the door.
Oh, there you guys are.
Oh boy, that was quick.
Man. Hey, check this out.
What is that?
I don't know.
Like a 5-year plan?
Huh.
The glowing orb actually represents the gold that was found on St. Paxton Island.
Oh.
As you can see, more than a third of St. Paxton Island was a big lump of gold.
Wait, what? A third of the island was essentially a gold vein?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The reason that we have the bay itself is because all of it was excavated. This was the only area that Darius didn't excavate.
Oh my god, that is a lot of gold.
Yes. Well, if you need me, I'll be around.
Wait, you live on the premises, right?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you so much for your help, Ruby.
Of course.
Hey, guys, come over here. So, I met up with Leo.
Oh, shit, he was there?
Oh, yeah. Good.
He's been here for years, and I guess, like, Darius invited him over to, I don't know, run his business here, but that's besides the point. He didn't know who Ruby was, which I found odd, but he knew who Patty was, and he finds her annoying as well.
Yeah.
And he also had this contract, and on the contract, it specifically stated that anybody that resided here was not supposed to communicate with us about the island.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's, it had all of our names.
That's...
weird,
odd?
Right?
Check out this letter we found.
Oh, it's, yeah, this is...
Oh. Wow, I guess this, everything is being made for us?
Oh, like yeah, you town? Should see these pictures.
Oh, snap! Sir Sword-a-Lot. And Moonflower.
Moonflower,
and
yeah.
And this chick with the dog.
Oh. Wait. Ruby who is that?
Didn't know who it was either. We don't know. And then we asked Ruby about the dog. She says there's no dog.
Wait a minute. Didn't Darius used to talk about, like, the big breakup, the girl that broke his heart, or before we met him? Do you think that could be her?
I mean, it could, but it kind of doesn't fit the theme.
Yeah, if he's putting a bunch of paintings of his put that friends, in your why
bedroom?
Oh, she broke his heart. Why?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just
why include I'm just her at saying. All?
It's like, oh, hey, it's some fantasy characters and this backstabber. I don't know. It just seems weird. I guess she's a rogue.
Todd. I don't know, man. None of it makes sense.
And Clara found this key.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes to, though.
I look around. Is there anything that is small or anything along those lines that that key might work towards? A desk, a drawer?
As you look at the key and you see the little leaf on it, you immediately remember that you passed by a living wall as you came through. So the front door opens to this huge atrium, and there's this big wall of just plant life, and it very much resembles one of the dominant plants on that wall.
Wait, that leaf on the key, didn't we pass by like a atrium? There was a wall with a bunch of plants and stuff on it.
Oh.
Maybe that's associated to it.
Hey, let's check it out.
It's worth a try.
Yeah.
Well, should we wait for Bellamy for some of this stuff?
We could check on her, see how she's doing.
Well, I mean, she's had some time to herself. I mean, maybe we should go check on her and make sure she's okay.
Yeah, we can let her know what we've learned and see if she wants to come check out the key with us.
I also feel like we should stay together until we really know what's going on here. I mean, look, I hate to say it, but we don't know if we could trust anybody. I mean, there's a lot of weird things going on.
Certainly not the Caldwells, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
I find it odd, though, that Leo didn't know who Ruby was. I mean, it seems like everybody knows everybody here, right?
That's true. And Leo would have talked to Darius a lot. So,
and she's been very friendly and helpful, and I don't know.
Well, I mean, what exactly are you getting at? I mean, not trust her how? Is she going to try to kill us?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it could be the money, right? All the gold. Maybe she knocked Darius over.
Todd, say that.
It makes sense.
Ugh.
It's a lot of gold.
Well, before we jump to conclusions, let's go check on Bellamy, and we'll take one thing at a time. Oh, but where is she? Where's Ruby?
Oh, I can help you.
I bet you are a hoot at Halloween.
I just sensed that you needed me, and I came down the stairs.
It's uncanny.
You just sensed that?
Everybody kind of has that type of...
sixth sense?
Yeah. Can you show us to where Bellamy is? We wanted to check in on her and
not make sure she's okay.
All right, and here we are. These are Miss Bellamy's quarters. Hope she's up from her nap.
Come in. I'll open the door and go in.
Bellamy is sitting in a window nook, actually, with a bunch of pillows propped up behind her back, and she's working on a crossword puzzle.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bells. How you feeling?
You know, a lot better. I think I really just needed the alone time to, I guess, process everything and just learn a little bit more about our surroundings and everything. Like, it's been really good, and I appreciate you guys giving me the time I needed.
Of course. I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah, it's been a good couple days.
Well,
what?
Wait, couple hours, you mean?
No, it's been a couple of days. What have you guys been up to?
What?
Bellamy, it's...
That's funny, Bells. Because nothing makes sense, so you're just playing a joke.
Real you good. Guys are acting really weird.
You're kind of the one acting weird.
It's been like a couple
hours, right? Maybe 2.5 at the most.
Guys, no. I've been pretty much locked up here. You know, just keeping to myself and reading a couple of things and doing some crossword puzzles, and actually I spent some time in the kitchen and you know, I cooked a couple of meals. I left the leftovers in the fridge for you guys, but you know, I just needed space.
Bells, what? Like I have a very unique sense of humor, but this is ceasing to be funny.
Okay,
you're
look.
Very serious. You're very good, but enough. Really?
We didn't, like, we went to the library and Edward went to Divine Bovine, and then we're like, yeah, we've given Bellamy a couple hours. Let's go check on her. And that's it.
Okay. Well, fine. I'm not sure what you guys are going on about, but I can prove it. I can prove that it's been days and not hours. So why don't we all take a trip downstairs to the kitchen and I will show you all of the leftovers, because if you guys have not been eating them, then a lot's in there. So come on.
Sure.
And I will lead them down to the kitchen without hesitation.
You notice that Bellamy has a familiarity with the house that you don't quite have yet. It looks like she's been walking the halls a little bit longer than you have. She takes you over to the kitchen, opens the fridge, and...
Do you see? There's at least 4 meals here. I figured I couldn't keep going over to the restaurant and bothering them for food. I don't want to bother them constantly, so I whipped up some stuff here.
I'm so confused. How is this possible? Like, you're being serious. You didn't just come cook a bunch of stuff and then go back up to your room.
If you look at the top, I've put tape on it with dates so that we'll know when it goes bad.
This doesn't make any sense. Nothing here makes sense.
Bellamy, it's literally been like 2.5 hours. I saw Leo, and there's some things we need to discuss with you.
I need you guys. Look, this situation is already really difficult. You know, I'm processing it as best that I can, but I can't. We can't joke about things right now. I can't take the three of you working together to pull a prank anymore.
Bells, I'm not joking.
This,
we're not.
No, I would not do that to just, you.
Look, that's even too Ruby. Far for me.
Look,
wait,
Ruby.
Yes.
Thank you. Can you explain to them that we've been here for a few days, please?
Of course. As I said before, time is different here.
That's Bells, not helpful, Ruby.
Look at my pants. Do you see the stain? Do you really think I'm going to wear the same stupid pants that I should have changed out of already?
For a goof? Look, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but I have definitely, in all seriousness, cross my heart, I would never lie to you guys about this. I've been here for days.
You. I trust you, Bells. Maybe we can prove to you that our story's true too. And then, it doesn't make sense, but like this food here is here. So you were here for what, 2 days? So let's find a way to show you that it's still the same day.
When I went to go see Leo, they were putting the parade together. Remember what they said? They're gonna have like a lighting ceremony or something like that.
Let's go see the parade.
Oh, let's go to the parade.
Ruby, why don't you come along?
Sure.
Ruby, are you able to come with us?
What do you mean?
Are you able to leave the house, the residence?
I'm not a slave here, of course.
That's right. I mean, that's not what
I've never wanted to leave before, and that's why I haven't. And when I want to, I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's all go.
Come with us. Ruby, you should go get a coat and meet us outside near the ferry.
Okay. I will do that thing if I have a coat that I feel like wearing.
Okay.
Goodbye. Well,
goodbye. Okay.
Okay, what the fuck is happening?
She's never left the house? Let's go outside.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts. Need
fresh air.
Fresh air.
As you are leaving the house, you see a switch by the light switch. It is red. And it is in the on position. And above it, there is a label. Ruby.
Why does she have a light switch? Is that like for her special door that she lives in?
This is what I was going to mention. I think she is an AI.
A what?
Like, what now?
I don't think she's human.
She looks human.
Real. Yeah, but Darius does a lot of really great and crazy things, and I think he created himself a companion.
No.
Somebody to talk to only companion.
What happens if we flip the switch?
Well, Ruby?
Yes. I'm getting my coat.
Can you just come here for 1 minute, please? Mm-hmm.
Sure. She comes in with two different coats, a red coat and a blue coat.
I'm very, very sorry. I flipped the switch off.
What?
So I was thinking red.
Okay, Bella.
Because I'm Ruby, and it's also a festive color. But blue is also a festive color, so I was a little confused. But you know what? Let's take a vote. Who votes for red?
I switch it back on.
Ruby, what does this light switch do?
Oh, that turns the lights on and off to my apartment just over there. See, when you turn it on, then the little path lights are on. And then when you turn it off, the path lights go off to save electricity.
I just look cross at Bella.
Okay, so votes for red coat.
Red coat,
red,
for sure.
Red. Yes.
Yeah.
It's practically your namesake.
You're right. Why do I even have a blue coat? And she puts on the red coat. Let's go.
Okay. I will open the door and hold it open for everyone.
Yep, I will step outside.
I will wait until Ruby goes outside.
She walks outside.
I will follow behind her.
And I'll walk out with Bellamy side by side. So, wait, what do you mean AI? Like, she's like an Australian international or something?
no, I think she's artificial.
Like in sci-fi books?
I don't... Yeah, I just... She's always there when you call for her. Like, she just pops up out of nowhere.
She's just really professional. I mean, to the creepy level.
Well, I was going to say it's a little, you know, you're lurking around every corner, but how is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. And Devin seem to pull it off.
They're pros.
Maybe everyone here is artificial.
I mean, maybe I'm grasping at straws. I'm just looking for answers, I guess, so.
Maybe they're all made out of gold.
Huh. Well, there was a lot of gold.
A lot of gold?
Oh!
As you get into the boat is now rowed by a different person.
Where's Henry?
Oh, he's off tonight.
What? You guys have the same accent, though.
Right, he's my brother.
Oh. What's your name?
My name's Clark.
Nice to meet you, Clark.
Clark takes you across to the town square, and you see a beautiful parade. And then you all see as a Santa Claus seems to float down from the sky and to the back of the parade. And then you watch it float back up, back down, and all of the kids are going nuts for it. The most authentic Santa you may have ever seen.
Well, Bellamy?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but...
Well...
Here it is.
We did split the party, so...
That's what I said!
Todd.
I guess... Maybe time is different for everybody? Like, there's no one set, speed?
You see Ruby nodding enthusiastically but saying nothing.
This doesn't make sense.
Listen.
I guess.
I need to tell you guys something. Something that I don't want to say, but I need to.
Okay.
I'm quitting.
Quitting what?
What?
It's just weird. I'm sorry. And, like, working for one person for my pay was, like, cool. It was a lot of money, you know? But, like, now it's four people and I'm not making any more money, so it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. So, I mean, I hope that you guys have gotten what you need from me, but, like, I quit.
Whoa, wait, how much money were you making?
Well, I mean, like, enough to get by. I mean...
I'm sure that Mayor Clara would see it to quadruple your salary.
I also don't want to work for you. Sorry. Oh. You guys are a little creepy. You're always talking about me, like, in hushed tones, but clearly not whispers, and it hurts my feelings. I don't like it.
That's fair.
I'm sorry.
I wish that you had been more respectful.
You know, our friend disappeared.
So did mine, and my boss. And I was still really considerate to you.
I mean, you were paid to be that way, so let's not get too crazy here.
And sure. See, that's why she's quitting.
Yeah, I'm sure, but that's fine.
Look, there's just like one last thing that I need to tell you. Definitely, you need to tell Patty who the new mayor pro tem is, okay? And you also need to check in at the police station because, like, she leans in and says, we don't actually have a formal police force here. Mr. Hemsley just kind of kept everything in check. So, you just, you know, check in and check the answering machine. Really, everyone is pretty much on good behavior. So, but just go check the messages. It'll be fine.
So, one of us is supposed to be the mayor, and then all of us are supposed to be the informal police?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying go check the messages.
But then work them.
Are there police?
Do what you wanted. Maybe you, as the new mayor, maybe you appoint a chief of police. Maybe you hire police officers.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great first order of business.
Yeah, maybe there are different ways to govern. It was a pleasure meeting all of you. Finally, I was really excited to meet all of you. I hope the accommodations are exactly what you needed. But honestly, I wasn't even supposed to be here. You guys got here a little bit earlier than I thought you were going to, and I just wanted to hang out for a little bit, but it didn't work out, and that's okay. I hope you all have a wonderful time in City Paxton.
Thank you, Ruby, and I'm sorry about the way we treated you.
I really appreciate that. You know, an apology goes a long way. She gives Edward a hug. Well, later, friends. And she hops across the street.
Bye, Ruby.
As she does so, you notice that one of the kids from the high school band is looking at you. He crashes the cymbals and then walks past you. When you get back to Malsato Lago, do you use the key that you found in the desk?
Yeah, we will fill in Bellamy on the way.
As you get to the middle of this living wall, you see that there's a hole where some ivy is. You can very easily reach through and see that there is a safe there.
How large is the safe?
It looks to be maybe just 2 by 2 feet.
I'll try the key and see if it fits.
It does. It opens the lock, and you see inside 3 pieces of paper.
I'll pull them out. So I'll read. I took out a small loan and rented a boat to take me to St. Paxton Island. Edward was right. The place was not great. Getting there was a journey in and of itself. You see, the island seems to want to protect itself from intruders. The boat and crew that I had rented to take me there warned of the dangers, but I wouldn't listen. I wanted to see this place for myself. We dealt with high swells, rain, the sea, and the sky gave us every reason to turn back, but I refused. As our boat got closer to the island, the waves and the wind drew back their assault. I thought that, at last, we had made some kind of headway, that our bad luck had come to an end, but it was only just beginning.
The water was only still for 1 minute, and then something quite large, hit the bottom of our boat. I looked back at the captain, whose eyes were as big as dinner plates. She said, "Mr. Darius?" And the thing that was hitting the bottom of the boat stopped, like it was listening to us. "I think we ought to turn around while we have the..." Something dark, like the branch of an evergreen, reached down from the sky above and drove itself through our boat before she could utter another word. The captain, in shock, took a step or two toward me and my torchlight. I saw that whatever it was had sheared off her left arm. Her blood was pouring into the bottom of the boat, which was filling quickly with seawater. The rest of the crew began screaming, sure that we had all sailed to our doom. I kept thinking, "No, Captain, I don't think we ever had a chance at all."
I don't know what happened to those poor men and women, 4 of them, but their bodies were never found. Mostly because no search party was ever sent for them. I alone washed to the shore, again. I found myself laying face down in the wet sand. A few days later, I got my wits about me, my things washed ashore. I made a rather clever sleigh and hauled my things inland. I hate to think this, but I believe the island was sated somehow. My friends, should I ever need to leave you and leave St. Paxton in your care, trust that Patty Caldwell... It ends.
Trust that Patty Caldwell will... Will what?
And why lock it in a safe? Just... I mean, anyone could have found that key.
This... Oh my gosh, guys. The whole island has been a giant nod to our D&D games. What if he was preparing for an inevitable need to leave and has left us a D&D puzzle to unravel?
And that's what we're going to call it.
I got chills.
Fuck.
Oh!
Shit! It's so fucked up. I swear to God.
Oh, this is getting so good.
I know.
Oh, man. All right,
did you guys have fun?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you feel like investigators?
Yeah. Yes, for once. Yeah. I felt like I wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Yet.
Hey, that's fine. Well, guys, it was super fun to play with you. I'll see you again next week with another episode of Cthulhu and Friends.
Yay.
Hell yeah. This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. Find them on Twitter, at MaybeHiroshi, and at PotentiallyRob. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. Leo was voiced by Kieran. Find him at Mr. K_Bennett. V is at Typical Veronica. Mike is at One Gaming Lane. Fred is at I Think I'm Fred. Steph is at Starlit Firefly. And you can find me at Definitely Stacy. As always, you can follow the show at CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/cafpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of the other Geeklyink shows, such as Drunks and Dragons, Brute Force, or Inks and Issues.
Hey everyone, it's Steph. I just wanted to stop for a moment and say a quick thank you to our Patreons. And with me is Moonflower. Oh, thank you ever so much. A very special thank you to Robbie Hayes, Kyle, and Richard Bennett. You're all so wonderful. I cast Glitter Dust in celebration. Thank you for your support.